The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Robin Swan, joining us this morning. Good morning to you, Robin.
Good morning, Steve.
I saw that you were up at PSNI HQ yesterday talking to the police. What were you telling them?
Well, look, Stephen, I suppose to put things into perspective, I was actually in Londonderry on Saturday, a member of the Prentice Boys. I was on the scene when the TSG actually started to intervene on Duke Street. And I saw a situation getting out of hand very, very quickly and escalating very quickly because of the heightened tensions that there were at that point of the parade that could get quickly out of hand. So, look, we were trying to work with police, marshals, the band itself, trying to get the whole thing calmed down. That was the issues I was raising with the police yesterday. You know, I saw firsthand what the actions were going, how they were being handled and how it could have gone badly wrong.
Do you think, do you acknowledge that it was insensitive for that band to wear that emblem in Londonderry?
Stephen, you know, there's comments been made here about the Prentice Boys' statement last night. Go back to the statement that the band actually issued, where they said they did not intend to be deliberately provocative.
And my question to you, Robin, they were one band of 145 who wore that emblem. Do you think it was ill-advised for them to have worn that emblem?
Well, look, the emblem has caused offence to nationalism. There is no doubt about that. But as has been mentioned by your two commentators, the whataboutery then begins, and that's the feeling that's out there this minute in time. You know, what's right on one side can also be wrong on the other. And that's the unfortunate situation we're in. And where I'm going from the Prentice Boys statement last night, and something we've been very clear from Monday, is we need to take the antagonism and the anger out of this situation at this moment in time. And that's why I was meeting with the police yesterday, to get that conversation across. And it's something that's been said by all parties. It's been said by the political parties. It's been said by the Prentice Boys,
and part of the theme...
Let's get round the table and get this down the stage.
And part of the theme of what we're talking about today, Robin Swan, is whether we have the calibre of political leadership in this country to actually pull off compromise. All right. So that's why this question is important. You're the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party. Do you think it was a mistake? Call it. Was it a mistake for that Prentice Boys flute band to wear that emblem?
That emblem was provocative. It could have been looked at in a different way, and the police and operation could have been managed in a different way. The band has said they didn't want to be deliberate.
Was it a mistake?
And I take it. I'm not going down to the line, was it a mistake or was it
so you won't
they
call
did
it?
Not, they didn't intend to be provocative, Stephen.
Well, you've just said it was provocative.
No, but they said they didn't intend to
okay,
be
do you think they
it
should...
Wasn't, it all wasn't in their mind.
All right, I can make a follow-up question slightly easier for you because you're refusing to be drawn on that. Would you call on future bands to not wear that type of emblem again?
Well, look, we're now at a stage, Stephen, where that has to be the discussion. It goes one step further than me. That's a step that has to be taken in London.
You're a political leader and you will not show leadership.
Stephen, that's unfair. What I'll say at this minute in time, I don't think our band parades or any band parades should go out there to be deliberately provocative.
But that skirting around the issue. There will be bans in the future of a similar nature in Londonderry. Would you call, given what we've seen, you've said today that you acknowledge that emblem was offensive to some in the nationalist community. Would you call on bans not to use those type of emblems in the future?
I would like to see that Londonderry get back to a place it was, a place it has been for the last 20 years, that no band goes out to be provocative or antagonistic.
You're saying everything but answer the question, specifically about the Soldier F emblem and the Parachute Regiment emblem. Would you encourage bands not to wear it in the future?
I would encourage bands not to do anything that was provocative, Stephen, in the areas they're going into. We have a praise commission. There's a lot of work has been done with bands and band parades across Northern Ireland. I've been involved in them.
Why are you hesitant about saying yes or no?
And Stephen, and you've gone through this yourself, is about the freedom of political discourse. It's the conversation I had with the police yesterday in regards to that emblem. Would they have a problem with a band using it and walking around Larne would they have a problem? No. And they told me, no, they wouldn't have.
But the context in Londonderry is different.
The context in London, and that's what I'm saying. Look, in Londonderry, we're in a difficult situation.
And that's why I'm going to ask you one more time, because you're not a junior member of your party. You are the leader. So show leadership this morning, sir, and call it. In any future parades in Londonderry, I'm not talking about Larne, I'm not talking about elsewhere, given the context of Londonderry and the context of Bloody Sunday, would you call on future bands to not wear an emblem of the Parachute Regiment or Soldier F?
Stephen, of what I have said, I'm not going to go into a specific about that emblem, but what I say and what I have said to you is, I would like to see a situation where no band goes on parade to be deliberately provocative. Now, you're not going to, because if I start onto the Parachute Regiment, then I've got to know, what about the UDR emblem? What about the RUC emblem? You know, there's all those emblems. I'm not going to be prescriptive about one emblem at this minute in time. But what I would like to see, and that's, I'll be part of it, and that's the solution to getting this issue in Derry, in Londonderry, de-escalated again to where we were before Saturday started. The Praise Commission will now be involved in making their calls and their deliberations and their determinations. And that's an unfortunate situation, because they weren't involved in the Londonderry parade until this point in time.
I noticed, Robin, that in a statement that the Deputy Chief Constable Stephen Martin made yesterday, within his statement, he described the engagement with political representatives as robust and constructive. I'm presuming that was with yourselves and the DUP, although the statement doesn't say that. That's my presumption. But he says further down the statement, as with all our policing operations, there will be a full debrief of our actions on Saturday, and we will learn any lessons that result from it. Did the PSNI leadership express to you any sentiment that they felt that they did have lessons to learn, that they did get anything wrong from their actions on Saturday?
Well, Stephen, one of the points that, and I think it was useful in our briefing, and as I said, I was on Duke Street and I saw actions and reported actions yesterday from different police officers and how the situation was being handled and could have been handled. That, look, Steve Martin and Alistair Todd or Alan Todd weren't aware of, that hadn't been fed up through the chain of command. And that's why they said they were going to complete a full investigation as to what actually had happened on Duke Street and what could have been done different, what could have been learned from that.
And did you get a sense that they felt that things should have been done differently?
I think I got a sense that at that level they saw a situation where things could have been done differently. All the officers around the table, including Steve Martin himself, has been in command of the Apprentice Boys Parade, has been a senior officer in Londonderry in the past. So he knows the sensitivities. He knows what needs to be done and what can be done. And look, the issues from stopping the bus, from the information that I've received, having talked to the band and other people who were involved, the senior police officers there yesterday weren't aware of some of the information that had been passed to me in regards to the giving of names and when those were actually offered up. So, look, it was a good exchange with the police, and it was a robust exchange. And that's what concerns me about some of the language that has been used, and especially in regard to two-tier policing. I don't want to see that perception grow within Northern Ireland society. I want to see a place where we can give the police the respect and the space that they deserve to do a very difficult job.
I asked this question of another politician yesterday. I'll ask the same of you. Do you believe the perception of two-tier policing is just a perception, or do you think there's a credible argument that there is a reality behind that perception?
There is a perception out there on the ground that is growing of two-tier policing coming from the loyalist community.
Do you believe there is two-tier policing?
No. No, I don't. I don't, Stephen. I don't. The perception is there. And when we challenge, when we challenge the senior police officers yesterday, it is about that perception and how we work to break that down.
Where's the perception coming from, Robin?
Well, it's the speed of interaction. And look, even taking Saturday for an example, it was the speed that the technical support group was deployed on Duke Street, opposed to the SOAR parade up Shipkey Street, which was an unnotified parade. So when, you know, and it goes back to, you know, as I said earlier, you know, everybody can cast up an example where they think there is two-tier policing. Nationalist politicians do it, and it's now, unfortunately, you know, and some within loyalism and unionism are now in a position where they're doing the same, and it's about that perception of police. And unfortunately, the new chief constable wasn't there yesterday, but, you know, we put it very across to the leadership team that was there. We need to work and, you know, to challenge this perception and break it down, and that's about maybe bringing quicker reactions through the court. It's maybe about changing our court system and how we actually get people who break the law to that point where it's actually not just seen to be about the law, but actually to be seen to be the law actually being delivered.
Robin Swan, thank you very much indeed.